The KCIS Ministry of the Month.
And for March, the KCIS Ministry of the Month is Family Life Today with hosts Dave and Ann Wilson. You can hear their weekday broadcast three times at 5:30 a.m., 9:30 a.m., and 6:30 p.m. And their weekend edition is called Real Life Loading, which is directed at young families and the issues that they face. And that's heard Saturday nights at 7. Recently, Dave and Ann were talking with author Scott Sauls about his book, Beautiful People Don't Just Happen.
So I sure have enjoyed the last couple days.
I love having Scott Sauls in the studio.
Yeah, we get him for one more day. I know, Scott, you're going on a vacation pretty soon, but man, this has been rich discussion. Mm-hmm. I think our listeners are going to love this and they're going to share this. So, Scott, welcome back to Family Life Today.
Thank you, Dave, and good to be with you.
So, Scott, we've been, you know, discussing for the last couple of days your book, Beautiful People Don't Just Happen, where obviously you know this, but you wrote beautiful people happen over through adversity, through trial, through struggle. And yet, as we've said, we often try to hide that. Where do we start? I mean, do we just admit out loud that we struggle, that we have sin, or do we, you know, we want to hide that, but is the best thing to do to start with a out loud confession?
What if we just all admitted that we're all addicts, that we're all in recovery, humble enough to acknowledge, like maybe I'm not drunk on alcohol or high on cocaine, but I'm drunk on ambition, I'm high on gossip, I'm intoxicated with greed. We're all hooked on something.
Yeah.
And the, you know, the stage is set for the Lord to say, hey, stick me right in the middle of the room and just start getting real. Don't bleed on each other, right? Because we can easily start to kind of dramatize our stories to make ourselves the point instead of, like, the great thing about Paul with his whole I'm the chief of sinners thing, like, that's a very dramatic statement, right? But he immediately says, now, look at Christ.
Yeah.
Look at his mercy. What I just told you is about that, not about me. It's not about my story. It's not even about my recovery. It's about that.
Mm.
You know, his mercy and where his mercy can meet anyone, because it would dare to meet somebody like me.
Mm.
Or somebody like David, you guys. Like, I think we're too soft on what David did when we say, oh, he was an adulterer.
Mm.
Well, yeah, he was. But it also says in that story that when he saw Bathsheba bathing next door, the wife of one of his closest, most loyal friends, it says he saw her, he sent for her, and he took her.
Hmm.
That's assault.
Hmm.
That's abuse of power. You know, this is the psalmist we're talking about. You know, like it's all of it.
And he takes the next step to have one of his best buddies murdered.
And he does that. And then what happens? Hmm. You know, Nathan comes, says, you're the man, and I don't mean that in a good way.
Yeah.
Like, you're the man in a way that nobody wants to be the man.
Mm.
And being the man is what made you this, you know, got you here because you forgot who you are.
Mm.
And yet, look at how the David story unfolds, right? We get the 51st Psalm, which is like the confession of all confessions that we all now have at our disposal to use in our low place.
Mm.
And think about what Bathsheba must have gone through because it, you know, to forgive him, because it says she marries him, has a kid with him, and eventually Solomon, whose name means peace, God gave him that name, born out of that situation. And then now we have David, the author of half of the Psalms. We have the genealogy of Jesus that says, oh, and there was David who had Solomon, not by Bathsheba, but by Uriah, the Hittite's wife.
Yeah.
And then we have Jesus calling himself the son of David. How long would David last in the current climate we're in right now where everything is unforgivable? Everything is a reason for your erasure from the face of the earth if you slip once. And I'm not saying like there's certain people that don't need to be removed from positions of authority, et cetera, for the protection of other people. But I think when we lose sight of how offensively vast and far-reaching the grace of God is, we also forget that it can reach our deepest places that we're trying to hide.
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus says, the only thing that's going to heal that stuff is when you bring it into the light.
Yeah.
Remember to listen to Family Life Today three times each weekday, 5:30 a.m., 9:30 a.m., and 6:30 p.m., and their Saturday night edition at 7 p.m. called Real Life Loading.
The KCIS Ministry of the Month.